Now, by Brother Matt leading that song, made me want to change my devotional altogether. What I had in mind, one of the things that that song makes me think about, not only how great God is, but what our attitude should be before Him. And so I think one of the most powerful parables in the entire Bible, Luke 18, verses 9 through 14, the parable of the Pharisee and the sinner. Let me read it to you. And He spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Right? That's the opposite of a humble heart. That's the opposite of what we just sang. So Jesus says, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a sinner. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this sinner. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the sinner, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's the mindset we're supposed to have. Not the religious elite Pharisee, God, you're so lucky to have me. Look how righteous I am. Look how churchy I am. I go to church three times a week. I give, X amount of percent in my giving, right? I sing the loudest, all of this. But He says in verse 14, I tell you, this man, the sinner, who's humble before God, this is what He's talking about, went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. And so just a closing thought, as we offer the Lord's invitation, which is our custom to do at the end of lessons like this, I want you to think about where you are concerning God right now. I want you to think about your spiritual condition right now. Right? And if it hurts you because you recognize that your sin hurts God, that's where it's got to start. And so if you've never obeyed the gospel, now is the time to do it. Listen, some people say, well, I can't be a Christian. I'll never be good enough, right? I'll never be as good as those church people. That's the whole point. You'll never be good enough. That's the whole purpose of the blood of Christ. You will never be good enough. If you're humble and you'll submit to the will of God by believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, John 8:24, you're willing to repent of your sins. And it's not talking about perfection. You're going to start changing the way you think. You're going to turn around. That's what repentance means. And you're willing to publicly confess, acknowledge Christ as Lord, and reenact His death, burial, and resurrection in water. That's where you come into contact with the blood of Christ. And you get to start over, regardless of all the terrible things you've done in your past, all the sin in your life, regardless of all the struggles that you have, you get to start over. You get to start over. So if we can help you start over this evening, we encourage you to make that decision tonight while we stand, while we sing.